Powerband Podcast Summer Season. Welcome into 2019. Hope it's going well for you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ray Heron. Joining me, in a way, is Matthew Day-Gillard. He's up in Auckland, and he's got a review on an Aprilia.
Righto, you'll have to forgive the noise, because I'm currently sitting at Sulphur Beach in Auckland, which is right underneath the Harbour Bridge, and it is morning rush hour. But the reason I'm here is because I had to get some great photos of a rather cool-looking Aprilia. Now, we talked about this before on the podcast. It's the Aprilia Tuono 1100 factory. This is probably one of my favourite bikes from last year. You have an awesome photo of me with my knee down at Hampton Downs on this thing. So I thought I'd give you a quick review while I am currently reviewing it for Driven magazine. So let's start off by cranking it alive. Now, this bike has been optioned with a Akrapovic exhaust, so it sounds pretty awesome. So let's crank her on. Yeah, that's the legendary 65 degree V4 from Aprilia. Honestly, I'm not a huge loud exhaust person, but that Akrapovic on this thing is wicked. I rather enjoy that. Tuono factory being the factory model, which is the up-spec version and Aprilia-spec, comes with a quick shifter, and man, when you are on it and you are whacking your foot up on that quick shifter, it just pops and cackles, and it's a real experience. It's wicked. Aprilia New Zealand also whacked a tail tidy on this bike, so when you see the photos on the Powerband Podcast Facebook page, facebook.com/powerbandpodcast, you'll see that it looks quite tidy in the rear as well. Honestly, it's a really, really cool bike. It's $26,990, and some dealerships are giving you that wicked carbon fiber Akrapovic exhaust for free when you buy this bike as well. 175 horsepower and 121 newton meters of torque, which is less outright horsepower than the RSV4, which it's based on, but slightly more torque, and it all comes in lower in the rev range. I rode the RSV4 around Auckland yesterday, and it's wicked fun, but there's absolutely no way in hell you can ever get anywhere near even a quarter of that bike's potential on the open road. It's ridiculous. The RSV4, of course, has about 201 horsepower, and I think it's 116 newton meters of torque, but they're all above 10,000 RPM. The Tuono, though, it's awesome. Like, yeah, it's still quite a lot of bike to use on the open road. Like, you can just cruise around in first gear and not break the speed limit. Well, you can cruise around in first gear and break the speed limit, I should say. But it's a really nice bike to ride. It's actually surprised me how easy it is to live with. So I spent yesterday riding around the RSV4, and then I swapped it for the Tuono in the afternoon and just went for a nice big ride around the eastern beaches, and it was so much more easier to live with the Tuono. It's of course got upright wide bars, you're in a more upright position, and it's just so much more comfortable. Same seat and everything as the RSV4 RF. For some reason, Aprilia have included pillion pegs, though there's no way in hell anyone in their right mind would sit on the back of this thing, because it doesn't actually have pillion accommodation. But why it's got pillion pegs is beyond me. But it's the electronics that really make this bike stand out to me. It's got the same TFT dash as the RSV4. And so it's got all sorts of cool gadgets on it. You can see your quick shifter, your speed, lights up nice and crystal clear at night time, or if you go through a tunnel. I may have taken this through the Vic Park tunnel just to blast the exhaust out. It'll change colour to a more darker backlit screen, so instead of having a white backing, it'll go to a sort of charcoal grey, and I actually prefer that. So I wonder if there's a way to actually make it so that you're permanently using that. And as I've said before, the TFT has made these bikes from Aprilia so much easier to actually work through all the electronics. So you've got a nice, easy to use toggle on your left hand bar, which can cycle through your various settings. Annoyingly, they still make you change rider mode off the starter switch, which is a pet peeve of mine. I just it feels so unnatural touching your starter switch once the bike's running. But apart from that, it's just so easy to use. And a cool thing about these bikes is they have a couple of tabs, I guess you'd call them, on the left-hand bar. So one for your index finger, one for your thumb, and that's for adjusting the Aprilia traction control. And you can do that on the fly, no matter what you're doing, where you are. If you're leaned all the way over, you could just play with that and let the bike step out, rein it in, let it wheelie, let it not. It's pretty awesome. Something I'm a little bit undecided on, having been riding these bikes with the screen for the last couple of days, is for some reason Aprilia has included a roll angle meter along with a braking meter and throttle meter, and it takes up maybe not quite a quarter of the TFT. It's in the bottom right hand corner of it, but what they haven't included is a fuel gauge. Let's be honest, a fuel gauge on a road bike is a lot more handy than knowing how much angle your bike's leaned over. It's currently on its side stand and it's telling me it's at 12 degrees, but I've been putting fuel in this constantly, just going, I don't know how much gas is in this, I'd better put another 10 bucks in, which is annoying. But other than that, that's probably my only real pet peeve about this bike. It goes, it's awesome fun. Sticky Pirelli tyres on it, so it's very confidence inspiring, and of course it's got Olin suspension, being the factory version, and it's just so responsive in turning. And we haven't set this bike up properly for my weight because I'm a bit hefty and I don't want to tell people, but man, like, that Olin's is so supple, and not once in the roads I was riding on were a bit stuffed, and not once did the bike give me any trouble or to try to flick me or anything else. It was just predictable and awesome, and I was just linking corners and having an absolute blast. So the Aprilia 1100 factory to Ono is it's just an awesome bike. Yeah, it's a bit expensive, it's nearly 30 grand, but you do get that awesome V4, which just howls along. It's growly, it's fun, it's got a really nice torque curve. Power comes in, like really comes in, from about 6,000 RPM all the way up to the red line. Not that you can actually get to the red line legally, on the roads at least. And it's a bike that you can have fun on the weekends, but you can also take it to the track, get your knee down and feel like a hero. The RSV4, as awesome as it is and as much power as it has, it just is lacking that usability factor because of its clip-on bars. Quite a hunched over position, and the power is so savage on that thing. Even with all the electronics on, I was managing to break traction yesterday. What else can I say? Who knows what Aprilia's got in the future for this. Later this year, we'll be seeing a new RSV4 factory, which will have an 1100cc engine as well, and that'll be going up against the Panigale V4 from Ducati. Who will be the reigning champion V4 Italian manufacturer? That'll be a fight we'll have to look out for later this year. Till then, I'll leave you back with Ray.
Thanks, Matt. The Aprilia Tuono 1100. Very, very keen to give that a ride. Send some photos that you've sent through, and I'm very, very jealous. This is Powerband Podcast Summer Season. News on Season 2 coming in the next few days. Hit that subscribe button and share it around. If you've got mates that ride bikes, I'm sure they'd like to have a listen to the podcast as well. Thank you very much to everyone who's listened this far. We've hit 1,000 downloads, which is great. We do need a few more, though, so keep listening. Hey, have a fantastic week. Merry 2019, and we'll catch you in the next week. Till then, hooray!